Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Learn more at nm.org/better.
It is 9:40. Dean Richards, Sunday morning on WGN. Weather and traffic updates coming right up on this messy morning. In the meantime, the Weekend Health, sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, joining us as always, Dr. Santina Wheat, Program Director, McGraw Northwestern Family Medicine Residency, Northwestern Medicine, Delner Hospital. Dr. Wheat, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you today?
We are snowy and we're cold, but we're trying to make it through. Tell us the precautions that we need to take on a morning like this. We are unprecedentedly cold the last few days and about to get back into that again the next few.
Yeah, so the biggest worry that we have when it is this cold is hypothermia, and that is when your body temperature goes lower than we want it to. And so really making sure that you are bundling up and staying warm is the most dangerous that we are worried about. But then also we worry about frostbite. So even if you're bundling up most of your body, but your fingers or your toes or your ears aren't totally covered, then those areas can have frostbite, and that can really just damage all of those places. If they get too cold, they start turning colors and can just have necrosis to them, which is not great. You could lose parts of them, and so we don't want that. And then there's snow out there. My husband's outside shoveling right now, so we do worry, particularly for folks who have high blood pressure or difficulty breathing, that when you go out and start shoveling, that it can cause additional problems with heart or breathing as well. So lots to worry about.
Yeah, what about the kids in weather like this? You know, they look outside the window, they see all the snow out there, they want to go out and play. Is it a good idea?
I mean, if you can keep them inside and keep them distracted, I would strongly recommend that. This is one of those days, and I know the weather tomorrow looks like it too, that I would rather kids just stay inside. They will want to have fun, but then they might not tell you right away if their fingers and toes are starting to get numb. And so if you can keep them inside, keep them inside. Maybe run outside for a few minutes, do some of the fun tricks with water, but then bring them right back.
The cold is the greater concern than the snow then, right? For, yes. Well, for kids and adults, really.
Yeah, no, it's absolutely the cold. The snow really is only a concern. Well, I will take that back. The snow can be a concern for if you're walking and it becomes icy and you slip. But the shoveling of the snow is really doing the exertion in the cold. That's what we're worried about.
But let's go outside and build a snowman, something like that. Probably not a good idea until it
warms up.
At least temperatures are in double digits, at least.
Correct.
Instead of the single digits that we have now. What about if you have pre-existing conditions? Does that make it worse in weather like this?
It absolutely does. If you already have conditions that make it harder for your blood to flow or make it harder for you to breathe, then both of those types of conditions are exacerbated by the cold. And so staying in is really important. And then this is those times that we really need to make sure you are really staying hydrated to help everything keep moving. And with all of the dryness in the air, and this is definitely one of those times where I want everybody to be especially cautious and safe.
I want to talk about the super flu that's going around right now, see where we are with some of that. I want to answer as many questions as we possibly can from our listeners on our text line, on our phone line, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200 for Dr. Santina Wheat when we come right back. It's Dean Richards, Sunday morning on WGN, The Week in Health, with Dr. Santina Wheat and you at 312-981-7200. We'll get to calls and texts for Dr. Wheat in just a moment. This super flu that's going around this season, continuing to take a grip on people, Dr. Wheat, what's the latest on how we're tackling this problem?
Yeah, so we're definitely still seeing this flu going around, but unlike in previous weeks that we've chatted about this, the numbers actually are less than they had been. And so there's still a lot of people that have influenza. We still have high amounts going around, but the rates have come down significantly. So I'm hoping that we get a little bit of a break from it for now. So the one thing to keep in mind is that we often see a second rise, and so we still have to watch out for that.
Yeah. Is it too late to get your vaccinations if you have not done so yet?
It is absolutely never too late. Well, I shouldn't say never. It's not too late right now. We see flu that goes often through March. The season technically goes through May, and so it is still a good time to get your vaccine and stay prepared for the rest of the season. And to remember that there's other things going around, too. We still are also seeing RSV, and we're still also seeing COVID. So even if it's not the flu, there's other viruses that we're seeing.
In terms of trying to prevent getting it in the first place, we know about washing our hands. We know about masking up. Are there certain foods that help you to stay healthy? Are there, you know, certain things that you can be doing otherwise to build up your immune system?
Yeah, so I think that it's all of those things that you think about to take care of yourself, making sure that you're staying hydrated, lots of fluids help your body process everything, making sure you're getting enough rest. When you sleep enough, your body is able to process any hits that it takes. And then anything that is whole fruits and vegetables, whole grains, all of those things help our body stay healthy and better able to combat anything that comes our way. People often talk about having lots of vitamin C. I don't think that's a bad idea. I'd rather you eat the things with the vitamin C than take it in supplements or drinks. But really just sticking to a well-rounded diet and doing the things that help you stay well in general are your best defense.
I know, orange juice is what we probably think of number one to get vitamin C. Where else do we find vitamin C, and what other kind of foods should we be consuming?
Well, I think that obviously the oranges themselves and any other citrus fruits are great places to go. And then sometimes we see it in some other vegetables as well. And so really it's about eating the fresh fruits and vegetables is where I encourage people to start.
Yeah, I was surprised to learn that red bell peppers are mm-hmm. super high in vitamin C. And I love that. I mean, I could just cut one of those babies up and just, you know, eat it like a snack. Turns out it's good for you as well.
I mean, I didn't used to think about like broccoli and cauliflower too. If you like vegetables more than you like fruits, those are also good sources. There is a wide variety, really. So just sticking with fruits and vegetables is a good start.
Yeah. 630 area code asks, what about exercise to build up your immunity?
I think exercise is a great way to help take care of yourself and build up your immunity as well. It's important that you don't go from doing absolutely no exercise to doing an hour of exercise a day. So making sure that you're doing a plan that is approved by your healthcare clinician and that is reasonable for you, but absolutely getting a mixture of moderate activity and also weight-bearing exercise to help protect your bones is a good way to overall keep your immune system going strong.
815 area code, how many pneumonia vaccines should we be getting?
Ooh, that is a tough call. So it depends on which pneumonia vaccines you have already gotten. In the past couple of years, there have been some changes to the guidelines. And so as an adult, we used to say that there were two, but depending on which one you've gotten, you may only need one at this point. So it really, really depends on what you have already received. And so it has to be a shared decision-making conversation with your doctor.
A doctor, or is that something you could discuss with your pharmacist also?
This is probably one that you do want to talk about with your doctor, because sometimes if you have certain conditions, then it adds additional ones.
Okay. All right. Sounds great. Nick, you're next.
You can get it at the pharmacy, so that's always a good option.
Okay. All right. Very good. Nick, you're on WGN. Hello.
Yeah. Thank you. Great show as always.
Thank you.
I got, I got my first driver's license, in Germany. It's called a Führerschein, believe it or not. And they're very thorough, about teaching you things, what to do in a case there's an emergency, so for other people. And one of the things was if you see somebody in a winter, and there's somebody and their fingers are cold and they're out in the cold car or whatever, they ran out of gas or the car just broke down. To put their, open up your coat and they put their hands into your armpits. You know, you still have your shirt on and everything, you know, but they put their hands in your armpits and that's like a natural way of warming up their hands and it's safer. Of course, if you're able to call for it, then there are no cell phones at the time. But you call for an ambulance if necessary, if the person really looks bad. But anyhow, that's one thing I learned. What do you think?
I think that is a great recommendation. And the reason that works is because you're putting your extremities towards the core of your body, which is always going to be the warmest. Our body tries to keep our heart and our lungs the warmest. And so if you put your hands in your armpits and you're getting them close to that area, and so that is a great recommendation if you're stuck and waiting for help to come.
Yeah. How do you know that you may be on the verge of frostbite on a day like this?
So usually you're going to start to feel some numbness or tingling in your fingers or your toes or your nose, depending on what area we're talking about. If they're not covered with mittens, which is what I would recommend over gloves on a day like this, then you might start to see some color change. Sometimes it goes to red, to white, and then when we really start to see the blue, that's where I get really, really nervous. And so you'll start to feel the changes and then also see the color change.
Yeah, what does it feel like? Is it tingling? Is it numbness?
I've heard people describe it different ways. I've heard both of those. I've also heard that it starts getting painful, particularly when you start to warm up again. And so sometimes people will say it feels like pins, sharp pins as well. But everybody has described it just a little bit differently. So any of those are concerning to me and a reason to get back into the warmth.
All right. Is it just best, I've heard people say that, you know, they had those symptoms and they put their fingers in some warm water. Is that helpful or does that not work to fix it?
Yeah, so you actually want to warm up a little bit more slowly than that. And so generally I recommend coming into an area that is warmer in general. And then I wouldn't go straight into hot water. We sometimes will see that we can't feel how hot it is. And so really just warming up things slowly can be good. So lightly warm water, you just want to make sure it's not hot, but just gently rewarming.
All right. Take all the necessary precautions. That's what you need to do. Dr. Santina Wheat, Northwestern's Delner Hospital. Appreciate all the great info every week. Thank you, and have a great Sunday today. Thank you.
Thank you, and stay warm.